Random thought. Mm-hmm. When you feel slighted, is there anything the other person can say to make you feel better?
Not immediately.
Well, damn. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 19. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
Look, a lot of people are feeling slighted right now, man. H-Town is mad. Because Beyonce finally gave the Destiny's Child reunion everybody's been waiting on. Okay, well, maybe not everybody, but most people have been waiting on. The entire Beehive has been waiting on. But it didn't happen in H-Town where everybody thought it was going to be on this tour.
Mm-hmm.
It was this past weekend in Vegas, the last stop of the tour. And H-Town feels disrespected.
Okay. I mean.
Damn. You're cold.
You know I'm not an H-Town fan. So there's that. I don't like Houston.
That doesn't mean anything.
Just because Beyonce's from there, Destiny's Child started there, doesn't mean that they owe you anything. Like if I'm Beyonce, I'm already good in Houston. Why do I have to go that far above and beyond in Houston when I can do that for areas that I might get a broader reach? She's solid in Houston. Doesn't have to worry about it.
Okay. Here's the thing you have to take into consideration, right? A lot of people travel to Houston because they're like, Beyonce in Houston. Here's the tour dates. I'm going to Houston because I know hometown. This is going to be a special show. Well, I'm going to go to Houston for this show. And a lot of people came into Houston. There were alerts and warnings for the airport travel and parking and traffic and all that because that weekend, because Beyonce was in town. I want you to understand how crazy it was. All right.
I understand how crazy it was.
So a lot of people coming to town. Why? Because they expected some surprise guests. They expected Jay-Z to come out. They expected Kelly Rowland. They expected Michelle. They maybe expected LaToya. Let's go get the original Destiny. And none of that. We got her leaning to the side.
Yeah.
Not on her own by a pure mishap on the first night.
I think you're over-speculating because you can't make the assumption that all these people that traveled to Houston came there expecting this reunion.
No.
To happen.
You don't know where to find a beehive. And if you listen to the beehive, they'll tell you.
Okay. No, I don't know where to find the beehive, and I'm good with that. But the thing is, Houston has so much to offer as a city in general, even though it's a city I don't like. There's a lot that it has to offer there. And so people can travel to Houston, and while we're there, we're going to see a Beyonce concert. We're going to go to Sharpstown Mall.
Somebody's going there. What is wrong with you? Nobody's going there.
Greenspoint, Gunspoint, whatever they call it.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? Look. Here's where the slight comes in. Again, for all the people who came in town, and I know some Beehive members who were coming in town just for that, she goes to Atlanta, does four shows in Atlanta, and even has Jay-Z perform in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Why not in Houston? It's not like he wasn't here. He was right there, backstage, on the side of the stage, looking out. Hey, honey. He's maybe there.
Maybe he had a scratchy throat and couldn't rap.
You know he did. Look. Just. Look. And then she goes to Vegas. And I know. Okay. I get it. It's the last day of the tour. It's the finale. Let's go out with a bang. And let's give the last. But why not Houston?
Well, it'd be one thing if Jay-Z and Destiny's Child all performed at every other place, mm-hmm. but Houston. Jay-Z didn't perform at every single one of them.
Right.
Right. And so the ones he did, Atlanta got a chance to get a taste. Vegas is getting theirs. What if the schedules just aligned that all of the rest of Destiny's Child weren't available during the Atlanta or the Houston show? What if they have a reunion planned in Vegas? You might as well do this at the tour, and then we go to the reunion.
Are you really going to say that? I mean, look, if Beyonce called you, you'd be available.
No.
You'd be like, okay, I'll be there. What time? Yeah,
I'd be like, Yanni, stop playing on my phone. Click.
Yes, that would be your first reaction. But social media's upset, right? And H-Town's upset. Social media's upset. Saying not Vegas getting Destiny's Child before Houston. Somebody else said, sis forgot where she came from. And somebody in Vegas was like, hey, y'all had the rodeo. Give us something, too.
Fair. Fair.
So you don't think she's wrong for not bringing Destiny's Child into Houston first?
I don't think she's wrong. I mean, there's probably a reason. I feel like Beyonce does a lot of things strategically and for a reason. And I feel like this is one of those. Like, there's a reason this happened in Vegas and not in Houston. But I don't think there was ill will, malicious intent, or she didn't care about H-Town.
Okay. If you're saying there's a reason, is it possibly because if she did it any time earlier, people would have said or expected it on other tour stops? Is that what you're thinking?
Could be, yeah. I mean, that's what anybody would expect. Apparently, they expected Jay-Z because he's been on stage quite a few times on this tour.
Right, except so
everybody.
I'm just saying.
Well, they all hate Houston.
No, only you. Only you. You're the only person I know that's saying that.
Beyonce doesn't live there anymore. She got out.
You had her money, you would too. Okay, are Houston fans feeling entitled, or is this real hometown hurt? Just because, I mean, Houston rides for Beyonce.
Houston's dealt with a whole lot from almost from hurricanes to violence in the streets sometimes to having, you know, crappy football teams. They can handle a lot. They'll get over this. This is just noise. Probably by Friday, no one's going to be talking about it.
That's what you think. You don't know the Beehive, huh?
They'll get over it. They'll have to.
They will eventually. But in the meantime, can you at least sympathize with the Beehive in Houston for feeling neglected?
No.
No heart.
Why would I feel that if I already said I don't think Beyonce did anything wrong?
I'm just hoping maybe you had a change of heart throughout this conversation.
Nope.
Yeah, not at all. I figured. Hey, appreciate you for checking us out, whether you're watching this versus one of the regulars. Remember, you two can become a regular for less than $3 a month. We do appreciate you. Or if you're watching us later, as one of the randoms. Get it? Regulars? Randoms? We appreciate you. Do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. And tell a friend to tell a friend. Come join the combo. This news came out, and it was really surprising, you know, because we saw a couple notes coming out that, oh, Coach Prime is medical issues or something, right?
Yeah.
That was recent. And it was pretty vague, which is just like, okay, well, maybe he's just not feeling well, right? Yeah. And then you get the news on Monday that it was a lot more serious than we even thought.
Yeah. Deion Sanders Jr. posted on IG yesterday, pretty much saying that his dad's making an announcement, but just saying a lot of the respect and love he has for his dad. Hearing the announcement today, I was pretty floored. So the announcement is that he had bladder cancer, and so he had got his bladder removed.
Right.
And he was still good, Deion, in the same spirits with a little bit of sarcasm, because he said, I depend on depends. Mm-hmm. Pretty much letting people know that he has to wear a diaper now. But how awesome is that for him to be that vulnerable? This is Deion. This is prime time.
Yeah.
Since college, he's been this bigger than life thing. Now you're like, oh, wow, he's human, just like everybody else. So I'm glad that he did this.
All pro in two sports, play, you know, only man to play two football and baseball on the same day. And you're right, because you look back to 21 when he had two toes amputated.
Yep.
And think about that. That was a life-threatening issue he was dealing with then.
Yeah.
Yet here's another. And this humanizes him. Because, I mean, think about it. That's prime time. Yeah. Neon Deion. Like you said, larger than life. How real does this make it for you as somebody who can't run a 10-2-40?
Well, makes it very real. I can't do a 12-1-40. So, not hurt my feelings.
No, that's a good point. You know, it's interesting because I think he brings up a whole lot of conversation, and especially mm-hmm. now, because you think about the things that people overlook, and we've overlooked, especially as black men.
Right.
Oh, my foot hurts. It's okay. Whatever. Right. And that was the issue that he had for a long time. Just overlooked mm-hmm. it. Is this going to propel more black men to start going to see the doctor?
I hope it does. You know, I really hope it does. I mean, especially if you can have with Obamacare, everyone should be able to have insurance, go get checked. You could be fine. It's better just to hear you're fine, but
yeah.
It's worse than if they tell you, hey, if we'd have caught this 6 months earlier, you might have been able to make it.
You know, this is why you and I are on such a wavelength, right? Because I had one of my coworkers who got hurt in the wrestling ring, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my side hurts. I'm like, go to the doctor. Hey, that's what my wife said. I told her, let's go to the house. I'll lay down. I'll be fine. I'll just take some aspirin. I'm like, hey, I get at y'all at the house now. Get up tomorrow. Go to the doctor, right? Oh, you know, we'll see. No. Go to the doctor, because the last thing you'll want is to get to the doctor next week. And he goes, if you had just come here last week, one right. week earlier.
Yeah.
And guess what? When he went a week later, the doctor was like, hey, good thing you came now. Because, yeah. you know, so it's those things, getting people to realize that for the smallest things. So this is part of what, like, my wife is a big proponent of doing that. Like, my foot hurts. I'm just like, it's fine. She's like, no, go see the doctor. I'm like, for what? It's not like it's pressing. It just yeah. feels a little uneasy. Come to find out, the bigger issue than I thought.
Yeah. Well, there's perks to it. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to going just for peace of mind.
Yeah.
And to be able to catch things. But also, like, if you know, we grew up, you didn't go to the doctor, like, you had to really been sick, right?
Right.
So you had a cabinet full of medications, and something in here is going to take care of it. And after two or three days, it gets worse. then you go to the doctor. But I think even now, you know, if you're not feeling something, kind of feeling off, just don't assume, I just need to lay down, or I'm just dehydrated. Like, no, go get checked, because you never know.
Especially if you have insurance, because, yeah, I know it's expensive out there, but it's more expensive if you keep waiting. But is this? I know it's helping a lot of people, but and I hate to be devil's advocate on this. Is he sharing too much of personal in this?
No, I don't think he is, because it's something that people should talk about. Like, I never heard of bladder cancer.
Neither had I
until today's mm-hmm. announcement. I was like, what?
Right.
That can happen. So I think I don't think it's too personal. Mm-hmm. You know, it does it depend on where the cancer was. If it was lung cancer, would we be asking that same question?
Right.
Are you sharing too much? No, cancer's cancer.
Right.
It all sucks. Not mm-hmm. one's not better than the other. They're all terrible.
And there are too many people that we're seeing, you know, passing away way too soon. Right. From health reasons. And that's because when we were in our 20s, we were invincible, right?
Right, right.
Didn't need insurance. Why? Because, I mean, as long as it's not broken, I'm good, right?
Yeah.
But then now, as we get older, we got to realize that, no, you need to go at least once a year, right? If something doesn't feel right, you go get that checked anyway. So, yeah, I'm really happy he did this, man. He might actually be saving more lives than just his own with
yeah.
this announcement today. Really happy to hear that. And the fact that he's sharing that, and people, like you said, never heard about bladder cancer before, right?
Right.
We talked about the fact that people are passing away, and this is not health related, but really sad time last week finding out about the passing of Malcolm Jamal Warner.
And yep.
Just the impact of that. I mean, it's he was a part of a lot of people's upbringing in our age group upbringing.
Yeah. Yeah. He was. I mean, he was part of our childhood. And to see, to hear him go, and he's so young.
Yeah.
You know, was he 54?
Yeah.
So just 4 years older than us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, oh my goodness. Right. But, and then the way it happened, that's also super tragic.
Yeah.
You know, but he was, that show was something that we all grew up on and watch. I don't support it now, mm-hmm. but I think that he played a role in so many people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say when I first went to UTSA, it was because of Theo, because mm-hmm. Theo was dating Justine and he was going to college and they were studying together and all that. He just seemed focused. I said, you know, Terrell, that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Go to college, find you a good girl that just wants to study together and y'all can grow. And then I met you and then everything else.
No, then you went to college and you were like, and every time the woman's like, I'm going to study. Okay, well, let me go see what so-and-so down the hall is doing.
I'm going to 9:13. I'll be back.
You know, it could have been even more tragic because his 8-year-old daughter was with him. They were swimming when yeah. they got caught in that riptide, and there was another surfer or swimmer that was there as well too, and they got rescued by some surfers who were close by. Because, you know, get caught in a riptide, it's tough. And it's almost impossible to get out unless you turn the right way. Everyone else survived and he didn't. Yeah. And I can only imagine what that would be like for his daughter.
Yeah, survivor's guilt.
It's going to be tough for her growing up.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want it the other way. I guarantee. Because
yeah.
no parent, father or mother, or even big brother is going to do that, want to feel like, oh, I'd rather be the one to make it. So, you know, really tough, man. And, you know, that was a tough one. Some more news that popped up here that you sent this one to me. And I was like, Hoppo, who are these folks?
You don't remember them? That's Chris.
I think I remember the smile.
Chris. And goodness, I believe Stacy.
Oh, see, oh, he's asking, I can't remember. You don't.
I got to double check my notes real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and Nicole.
Yeah,
Chris and Nicole.
That's what I said, Nicole.
Yeah, Chris and Nicole. if you remember them from Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
I can't remember where that one was, but we recap that one. They're still together, which I didn't know, and now they're expecting twins.
Yeah, which is good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Great. Yeah.
Especially how far they have come from their first conversation, huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What is it that he told her?
I don't know if it was the first conversation, but it mm-hmm. was early. And I think on the honeymoon, she's a little bit bigger than what he's used to.
And she was like, well, you're not. Well, she should have been.
Well, she did. She did say that. But I mean, they have a really good love story.
Yes.
And from watching that season, they have some really good chemistry. So like, I was excited when I saw it pop up on my feed. I was like, oh, they're still together.
Yeah.
And they're having a baby.
No, two. So see, it does work. Married at First Sight can work. Are you ready to go do your stint on the show?
No, sir. No. To have you and someone else make fun of me for a whole season?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Everyone watching this right now would sign up for that right now to watch that show. It'll be the most watched season.
No. It wouldn't. It'd be a mess.
It would be. But we'd be right there along with you. Hey, don't forget, we are back on Monday with King's Court Episode 4. And Love is Blind UK is returning in, what would that be, a week now? So we'll be looking forward to, I think they're dropping 4 episodes on the first go around. So we'll be getting ready to do that. So be prepared, because that's going to come at you fast. When it drops, make sure you start watching it that day, because we'll be coming quickly behind that. All right. And we've also got, we'll go ahead and drop another Random Thoughts next week. Tuesday for the regulars and Wednesday for the randoms.
Yeah.
Do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. I am Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT pod.
Yeah. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.